This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Hey, Mishnah Chaf, very apropos for this time, this week. As the Mishnah tells us, Kol Machlokes Shehi L'Shem Shamayim, any argument, any dispute that is L'Shem Shamayim, is the sake for the sake of Hashem, is soifa l'skai, but it will endure. This dispute, which each side is motivated, not lekantor, not to try to get each other, and not for victory, but Yitaka wanted to get to the truth. The only desire is to find the truth, not to gain power, honor, just defeat the other side. If they argue for the sake of truth, their opinions will endure. This means whenever Talmidei Chacham get together, we all learn to get together, and they're doing L'Shem Shamayim, and they're arguing, but it will endure. And that means, the Rambam says, that even though we paskan like one tzad, but the other tzad will still be nechshav and will still learn the sugyas of the ones that are, even though the halach is not like them. For instance, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is going to say, even though we paskan Beis Hillel, the paskan went out, still we learn and we to understand, go deep and to understand the shita of Beis Shammai also. So that's shat soy for this guy. It's not l'shem shamayim. It's not for the sake of Hashem. Ain't soy for this guy. It's not gonna accomplish anything. And it's not gonna endure. Ain't machlokes l'shem shamayim. Says the Mishnah. What's considered machlokes l'shem shamayim? Zoy machlokes hillel v'sham. It's machlokes hillel v'shamay. V'she'en l'shem shamayim. It's not l'shem shamayim. It's machlokes korev v'chol adosa. It's korev v'chol adosa. The Rav explains, "Kol mishancha machlokes ayi miskayim ve'inim oivdim ki machlokes hillel v'shamay shloi ovdo lo tamid beisal beisal." Our kovod also ovdim. Nothing happened to them. If it's not l'shem shamayim, they're not going to do it. Means something's going to happen to them. They'll chas v'shalom be taken from the world, and that's what happened to Korach v'adosa. V'anishamah. That's the first trapeir soifa tachlikas amavukas me'en yana. Soifa means what is the end game? What is the tachlis? That means when it's L'Shem Shemayim, the tachlis, what they're arguing over, will come to fruition. What's the tachlis? When two people are on L'Shem Shemayim, says the Rab, what's the tachlis? The tachlis, we want to come to the truth. That's what L'Shem Shemayim, we want to know what's in L'Shem Shemayim. We want to understand the truth of the matter. So that's the tachlis, you'll get there. You'll find the truth. There is the dispute, and each one's trying to figure out the truth, and each one's fighting for each other, but at the end of the day, you're going to come to the emes of truth. As Zvoy Besufach, as I'll say, that father and son, if you're father and son, they argue it out. At the end, they come to become the greatest of friends, because they're arguing Shem Shammai. The commercial is Baal Machlos El Vashamai, as we see, Shalom HaGabay Silo, Los Bay Silo. And the mice, they came to the emes. What's the tachlis? What's the goal? The goal is I be victorious. The goal is I love to win. I have to be the winner, or I want to gain some power, some influence. They want to get into the cloud. That what they're seeking is not going to come to fruition. It's just the opposite. They lost everything. So that's the second trying to point to the Ram. But it's a very, very big yisurid by side. A person has to know, and that's why it's very, very important to understand a person's intentions. What am I after? What am I arguing for? What is the tachas of our dispute? What is the tachas that we're getting involved with each other? Is it really to find the truth? Then you'll come to the truth. But if it's not to find the truth, each side really deep down doesn't want to find the truth. They only want to win. more honor. They want to prove you wrong. As long as you don't win, they'll never give in, because as long as you don't win, that, at the end, it's going to come, not to the emes side, but because we're showing things that are not so pleasurable. We have to look and seek to be the shame shemaim to the people. Shame shemaim to the yidin. And our whole objective is Ratzon Hashem. Our whole objective is the truth, and nothing but the truth, because that's Ratzon Hashem. And if that's the objective, then Be'ezer Hashem will come to the emes of truth, and we'll be happy this world and the next.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.